Last November, 11 states voted to ban the marriage of same-sex couples. But a California lawmaker wants to move in the other direction. He wants his state to become the first to pass a law permitting gay couples to wed. This would be legislation, not a court ruling of the kind that allowed gay marriage in Massachusetts. But there are doubts about that bill, even within the gay community. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Jackie and Monique say they're one of the most traditional apple pie families they know. Suburban ranch house, minivan in garage, two parents raising two kids, 6-year-old Bella and 2-year-old Sam.
Snack. You want a snack?
Yeah.
Go get a snack. You can get one.
A bubble house.
She's having cookies.
She's having some cookies.
Jackie and Monique explained that what they call their apple pie life has been created out of love and a lot of legal activity. They registered with the state as domestic partners. When Monique had the kids, Jackie formally adopted them. And once kids were in the picture, Jackie and Monique legally combined their two last names into one. The family name is now Baca Geary. Monique says the bill pending in the state legislature that would make it legal for same-sex couples to wed really wouldn't have much of an impact on their lives.
I am really neutral about it because I just don't feel like it affects me personally that much. And I don't really care if I can get married or not because I feel married and I'm as married as I can be legally, you know, with what they have offered. And it's not a huge thing for me.
But there are important things that Monique and Jackie can never have without a real marriage, says California Assemblymember Mark Leno, the author of the gay marriage bill. First, there are hundreds of federal benefits for married couples only, and unlike domestic partnerships, marriages are generally recognized across state lines. But there are even more fundamental reasons, says Leno, why domestic partnerships just aren't enough.
It perpetuates a destructive stereotype that suggests that there's something inherently inferior and unstable about the way same-sex couples love. And as a gay man, that is disparaging my very humanity.
Leno introduced a similar bill last year, but this time he has more support from his fellow Democrats, including backing from the powerful Speaker of the Assembly. Some advocates for same-sex marriage are hoping that California could once again be the state that pushes a national trend. Evan Wolfson, the head of an organization called Freedom to Marry, calls Leno's bill enormously important.
California is one of the states that I hope will move to join Massachusetts in ending this exclusion and giving the couples the protections they need. Nothing can best reassure our fellow citizens more than making it real that families helped, no one hurt, is the consequence of ending this exclusion.
But Leno's bill has also roused the opposition. Two conservative Republican lawmakers are introducing a proposed constitutional amendment sponsored by the Traditional Values Coalition. Benjamin Lopez, the coalition's lobbyist, says the amendment would not only outlaw same-sex marriage, it would also ban the protections provided to gay couples by California's sweeping domestic partnership law.
Basically, granting homosexual couples these benefits kind of cheapens the whole intent of marriage. It cheapens the purpose of marriage. And basically what they have is a counterfeit marriage. They have marriage under a different name. So we're trying to prevent that. And one way to do that is the route we've taken with the constitutional amendment,
which is likely to fail in the Democrat-dominated legislature. Lopez says in that case, the Traditional Values Coalition will circulate petitions to get the amendment on the ballot. But it's not just opponents of gay rights who have doubts about the consequences of Mark Leno's bill. Susan Kennedy has been active in Democratic Party politics and the gay rights movement for more than two decades. She was cabinet secretary to former Governor Gray Davis, and she thinks Leno's bill is a lost cause.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody who can credibly say they think that Governor Schwarzenegger would sign a bill, even if it did make it through the legislature.
And the gay community, she says, could damage its prospects on a variety of issues if Democratic allies are asked to fight for a measure that's probably doomed.
We'll make some of our best friends more afraid to fight the battles that we really need them to fight. We need non-discrimination in employment legislation on a federal level. We need to make sure that the gay and lesbian parents that have adopted children never face the threat of having their families broken up. We don't want to lose one Democrat willing to stand up and vote against discrimination because we fight a losing battle and they're afraid they're going to lose their election.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Pup. I love you.
For Monique and Jackie, their family feels too solid to have anything at stake in the fate of Mark Leno's bill. But legalizing same-sex marriage wouldn't be such a bad idea, says Jackie. If nothing else, it might get more people to see them as normal.
And I think that's scary to some people that are against that. They say, what's next? You're going to marry your dog? You're going to marry four or five people? I mean, they never put us in kind of like the women's right to vote or something that's a little bit normal. They always kind of throw it in like, who wants to marry their dog? You know, we just want to live a normal life and have some of the same rights that most people have.
People who won't be having their most intimate choices determined by a vote of strangers. It's California's gay and lesbian couples will, either in the legislature or at the ballot box. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.